is my last speech. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I realize that I raised my voice a little bit that time. Please forgive me. Again, I told y'all this either last night or the night before. Fred said, it doesn't make anything more true to say it louder. That could be taken as a negative tone. I did not mean that at all. I just got excited. Yeah, I try not to do that. My bad. Don't need to raise my voice. Pretty much the only thing he said in that last 2 or 3 minute speech was he brought up Anna and he brought up Joel 2, which is quoted in Acts 2. We're 100% in agreement that women are to teach the gospel. That's not the issue. Acts 8, 1-4, the whole church, whenever we're preaching the word, that's the women, the men, the youth. It doesn't mean they teach from the pulpit, as we call it. It means the women should be out beating the bushes, probably meaning other ladies and children trying to teach the gospel. Acts 2:17, that's quote to Joel, your daughter shall prophesy. Preach through inspiration. They did. 100% in agreement with that. Doesn't say they preach in the church assembly. You can't just say, here's some verses that say yes, and here's some verses that say no. We believe in women preachers, so we're just going to ignore the ones that say no. Since all the Bible is inspired, you have to find out how all the verses can be true. If we see somewhere where women prophesied, we see somewhere that says a woman's not to speak in the church, there's a way to reconcile that. She can prophesy, but she can't prophesy in the church. Just like my dad said, don't talk in church. Didn't mean I couldn't talk at the Burger King or at home when I was watching the football game. Philip had 4 virgin daughters, which prophesied. Aged women are commanded to teach the younger women. Titus 2, 3, and 4. We can't just say, okay, we got these verses, so let's ignore the ones Pat brings up. No, all the verses are right, Dennis. God gave them all. The solution is the woman is not to do all this, to prophesy and to teach the younger women, not in the church assembly, but to do it what we a lot of times call Bible classes or one-on-one conversations. Not in the church assembly. She's not to teach a man. Aquila and Priscilla taught a man together. Okay? Apollos, at the end of Acts chapter 18. But they taught him together. There was no way they can conclude that Priscilla was leading a Bible class. That would violate 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12. So that's not the issue. It's scriptural for a woman to teach the gospel as long as they don't do it in the assembly, 1 Corinthians 14, as long as they don't teach over the man, set themselves up as the leader over the class of a man, 1 Timothy 2:12. That's not the issue. May women preach to the assembly of the church. My opponent says they may. The Bible says they may not. Here's that verse again. You can't get around this. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. For they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law, and if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. If y'all allow women to preach from this pulpit, I'm a man. It's going to be impossible for me to commit the sin of any woman preacher. Am I right, Mike? But if I worship with the church that allows women to preach from the pulpit, and I go along with it, then I become a partaker in her evil deeds. In 2 John 10:11, I bid him Godspeed. I become a partaker in her evil deeds. You must not allow this. It's against God's word. Do not allow it. Okay? So what do I mean by the church? In the church assembly, when the whole church has come together in one place. 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. She's in the Sunday school class. She's not to teach that class if there's a man in there, because she's not to teach over the man. In the church assembly, there are men in there. She's not to teach over a man. So this, in that detail, would teach the same thing as 1 Corinthians 14. She's not to speak in the church. We've already talked about what is the issue. Let's look at this one. This is interesting. Down the bottom. What did Dennis try to prove tonight? It is a shame for women to speak in the church, 35b, or was he trying to prove it is not a shame for women to speak in the church? Which one was Dennis trying to prove tonight? Which one do you option, if he were to check the box, which one do you think he would choose? I'm pretty sure he would choose the second one, don't y'all, based on his 2 or 3 speeches? Which one do y'all think I would choose, first or second? I would choose the first. Which option has... Y'all answered those 2 questions so honestly and nicely. Now, which option has God chosen for us in chapter 14, 35? Which of those 2 options? It had to be the first one, because that's a quote from the Bible. That's not hard at all. Every passage that Dennis mentioned comes under one of these three categories. Either it doesn't mention a woman teaching, okay, like Numbers. That's in the Old Testament anyway. It wouldn't help us. Doesn't mention the church assembly. That's Anna. She is teaching, but she's not in the church assembly. Church didn't exist at that time. Or it mentions neither. Mentions neither. For example, Phoebe is a deacon, a servant. We don't even know that she taught. She's out here working. So it doesn't mention the church assembly. It doesn't mention her teaching. But she's working. My wife works too. She helps a lot of people. A lot. She's not a pastor or preacher. Either one. Thank you. I'll stop there. I took more time, I'm sure, in that last speech than Dennis did. You can listen to my Bible Crossfire radio program every Sunday night. Read about that on SiriusXM. There's 62 local stations. There's where you can look at the charts. Hopefully in a few days I'll have the audio of this debate posted there on BibleDebates.info. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thanks for Dennis being willing to have enough courage to do this debate.
Again,
and this church for hosting.